540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Liberty Mutual Insurance.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Barricades are up outside criminal court in New York City after the last potential witness testified before a grand jury investigating whether former President Trump falsified business records to hide a hush money payment to Stormy Daniels. Correspondent Jared Hill is in Manhattan.
CBS News has learned former President Donald Trump is not expected to be indicted by a Manhattan grand jury today, though it could come by the end of the week. Still, after his calls for protests to, quote, take back our nation.
Intelligence sources tell CBS News they've seen a significant increase in threats and violent rhetoric online from domestic extremists, although they haven't indicated that there is any credible or direct threat against a person or property.
Classes will be canceled in Los Angeles today. School support staffers are about to go on strike. This mom backs them up.
We have some of our most underpaid workers doing some of the most challenging jobs on our campuses. The majority aren't receiving health care. They've been negotiating for years.
Correspondent Steve Futterman is in L.A.
The strike involves around 30,000 workers. This includes aides, custodians, food workers, basically everyone who's not a teacher. The teachers technically are not on strike, but they say they will not cross the picket line. So essentially, they are taking part in the walkout. Now, some schools will have supervision, but there will be no classes today throughout the L.A. Unified School District.
China's Xi Jinping has invited Vladimir Putin to visit Beijing this year during day two of their meetings in Moscow. The leaders are defying Western criticism over the war in Ukraine. Correspondent Remy Innocencio is in Kyiv.
Xi Jinping's visit to Moscow is set to run through Wednesday. He's then reportedly expected to speak to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky next. He has warned Beijing not to supply any weapons to Russia.
President Biden's issued the first veto of his administration. The Republican-backed legislation would have blocked retirement plan managers from considering environmental, social, and governance factors, or ESG, in their investment decisions. A Colorado dentist is facing a first-degree murder charge after police in Aurora say James Craig poisoned his wife's protein shake. Neighbors are stunned.
It just makes me sick.
Didn't seem real.
Yeah.
Didn't seem like something that he could ever do to her.
An arrest affidavit alleges Craig was working on starting a new life with someone else. S&P futures up 21. And the White House will be rocking today. President Biden will award Bruce Springsteen, Gladys Knight, actress Mindy Kaling, and others with the National Medal of Arts. Dow futures ahead 213. This is CBS News.
Nobody should have to pay for one-size-fits-all insurance coverage. Liberty Mutual customizes your car and home insurance so you only pay for what you need. Liberty.
Direct from the Dairy State, it's Extra Sharp Weekends, a three-hour block of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoyed by the sly, so enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
Just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
J.R. Radcliffe is coming back to the show. The timeline of Brett Favre's involvement in a welfare scam in Mississippi.
Brett Favre's camp has denied all wrongdoing. Like, he really feels like he did nothing wrong. So I guess he's a little burned by that.
Celebrating all things Wisconsin. As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cans of water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
What grows in the forest? Our imagination and our family bonds. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
drug abuse and homelessness, and leads to realizing that I can live life by my own standards.
The Stand-A-Thon not only assists the elderly, they already experience a host of serious health effects, physical and mental, but it doesn't matter in any case. Your listening is simply an entry point to your own story. But again, it's up to you.
My own story begins with years of emotional abuse and leads to peace, clarity, and security in my self-worth.
Take control over your own story rights at wonderstory.org.
Hey everybody, welcome to the Sam T. Jackson Show. It's a joy to be with you on Tuesday, March 14th, 2023. Let's talk about bank failures. What is going on? We've not seen anything like this since 2008. And although corporate spokespersons and real pundits on television and radio argue to the contrary, really we've had the second biggest bank failure in our history. Washington Mutual happened in 2008. But let's talk about this. How much exposure do you have? Indeed, the Silicon Valley Bank, Pastor Thurston was listening in, who's very interested in economics, they have more than $170 billion. But only $151 billion of those are not insured. So, because it was a crypto-heavy bank, they were not insured by the FDIC, but the FDIC was covering them. I just think it's odd that if you want to get more than a certain amount of money out of your commercial bank, you have to sign papers on it.
It's the only forum both Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates will take part in, and you can hear it Tuesday, March 21st at 6 p.m. on your local Civic Media radio station.
News director Terry Bell will anchor our special coverage as Janet Protasiewicz and Dan Kelly debate some of the biggest issues facing the court, from redistricting to abortion access.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates debate Tuesday, March 21st, here on your local Civic Media radio station, streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
Monday morning at 8, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw, 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
To protect his family from disaster, Steve used his camera phone.
Done.
By taking pictures of his important documents, Steve can always have them stored online. Learn more simple disaster prep tips at ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Cloudy today with daytime highs approaching 51. East winds 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast again tonight. Chance for scattered rain showers. Lows around 38. Chance for scattered showers tomorrow 52. Cooler Thursday and Friday with highs in the low 40s. Chance for scattered showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
The Shaw 101 FM, Franklin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
Thank you.
cold 32 degrees. 32 degrees. Wow. And mostly sunny. In the NBA, the Timberwolves 136, the Hawks 115, the Kings will be playing the Bulls tomorrow. And what else is going on? In the NHL, the Bruins will play Chicago the Wild. Have a night off. Everybody is talking about these bank closures. Everybody's talking about these bank closures. I mean, what's new is the president gave a speech on it, a la the fireside chats. And FDR gave, he initiated those fireside chats really 90 years ago this week, 9 years ago on Sunday. So it's 9 years ago in a day that essentially the president of the United States, President Biden, had to issue the same kind of calm address. Don't put your mom in mattresses like your great grandparents to do, and your great grandparents and great grandparents, and anyone who lived through the Depression, anyone whose life to try to go to the bank and you couldn't get in there. Well, bankers' holidays all over the country. States started rolling them out. So in order to stop the hemorrhaging, the president said, okay, we're going to have a banker's bank holiday, a national one. I'm going to get this right. I'm going to start with the FDIC and insure your money and all of that. But that started with a fireside chat for all the fears of the American public 9 years ago. And we've had the second biggest banking collapse in the United States history, the Silicon Valley Bank. And now we just had two by the end of the weekend. We had three major bank failures. So we have to talk about that today, everybody. At the same time, America has increased its dominance as the world's top news exporter. Did you know that Louis Frank, who created the Dodd-Frank oversight, and Christopher Dodd, who was in the U.S. Senate at the time, of course, Ron Frank was in the U.S. House of Representatives. He's under fire for downplaying deregulation while being paid by Signature Bank, one of the banks that did fail. I still love Gary Frank. He's a good guy. He's a good guy. Really, really good guy. And, of course, Elizabeth Warren has called for a pulling back of the bonuses for these Silicon Valley bank executives. Before the bank actually closed, the CEO offered, and not offered, he paid out the executive, gave them the bonuses before they left. You can't make this stuff up, everybody. You cannot make it up. Call me at 773-761-9278. Pastor Stephen Thurston, you can't make this stuff up. You can't make it up. And you cannot get $20,000 of relief for people who go to college. And now, we're in a town in Chicago, Illinois. The undergraduate tuition at the University of Chicago is $100,000 a year. Who could afford to go there? Hyde Park has always been a middle, upper middle class, really upper middle class, and wealthy neighborhood. Now you're seeing how, you know, basic houses cost $1 million there. Because it's a $100,000 a year university. Who can afford that? The average American can't do that. I mean, it's infuriating. And then I see the FDA, wait a minute, the feds are the banks. And they oversee the banks? Come on, man. I just have to bring that down for you guys. That's what the Federal Reserve is. It's not a government institution. It's a gathering of the banks. Give me some good news, Pastor. And when can we hear you? I see you on Facebook. Right? Because we want to remind people that they change your day one time.
I can see every Friday, in the PR, Central Standard Time, Marcus DeBanks, that's student with a PH, Stephen Thurston, 3 o'clock, Friday, Central Standard Time. And if that's answering, I say, it's still a day, you know, that's what Texas is going to play.
Absolutely, and we can go and we will hear your sermon for Sunday and we'll cover it. How can we access that?
Sure, we have a Covenant Missionary Baptist Church. Just drop it in Google. You can go to Missionary Baptist Church, Chicago. And
To see what it is that I need to put things back up. You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Police in New York are on high alert in case a grand jury decides to indict former President Trump. Vish Bura joined a small group of pro-Trump protesters.
We're here to claim our streets back. We need a DA who's going to focus on doing the job and not weaponizing his office.
CBS News has learned an indictment is not likely today. School support staff about to go on strike in L.A. Teachers like Max Rosenblum will join in solidarity.
We are 100% behind our SEIU Local 99 folks. 100%. They're the people who clean our schools, that feed our kids, that keep our campuses safe.
The Kremlin says Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping discussed a peace plan for Ukraine during their meeting in Moscow today. The BBC's Stephen McDonald.
The Chinese government here in Beijing has created this enormous expectation that this peace plan might work, whereas I think most serious observers do not expect anything of the sort.
CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts. Hey, Wisconsin, the spring election is April 4th. Make sure you're prepared with an ID to vote. If you have a Wisconsin driver's license or state ID, military ID, U.S. passport, VA card, or Wisconsin tribal ID, you're all set. If not, you've got options. For free help getting an ID to vote, call or text Vote Riders at 866-ID-2-VOTE. That's 866-ID, the number 2, V-O-T-E. Call or text today, 866-ID-2-VOTE.
Charged, never convicted. The Devil's Advocates.
Jim Santel for just a few more minutes. As you point out, this is a civil trial, not a criminal trial. You think that the Trump org will end up with the death penalty under New York law.
Letitia James, she's doing a civil case, right? This is a criminal matter.
Oh, it is. So I misunderstood.
It is, yes.
Normally I leave the being wrong to Dom.
Right?
Listen Monday through Friday from 4 to 6 p.m. for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
I was just curious as to why you called it the Paul Revere Show.
The Paul Revere Show is named this way because the poem that we all know, the famous ride, the poem was written to rally the troops to fight slavery and fight for democracy. And so I named the show the Paul Revere Show because I thought it was the time to get on the air and talk about democracy.
The Paul Revere Show with Mark Thompson. Listen Monday, 7 to 8 p.m., always on the Civic Media app.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Brock.
Pro tip, if you look up a chili recipe and it doesn't have pasta in it, don't think you can just use all of the same ratios, and adding a box of pasta will not just make it into pasta with chili as the sauce. You added an entire box of pasta? I did. Yeah, that's a little much. That's too much. Mm-hmm. I had no supervision. More like a chili hot dish. Yeah, exactly.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry. Weekdays 11 to 2 on Civic Media and the Civic Media app.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. Once in a minute, Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
Once in a minute, Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Self-monitor your blood pressure in 4 easy-to-remember steps. Self-monitoring is power. Visit managerbp.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council, the American Heart Association, and the American Medical Association, in partnership with the Office of Minority Health and Health Resources and Services Administration.
Thank you.
your costs and live in L.A. or San Francisco or the O.C. I mean, honestly, San Diego, oh my gosh. You can't live in you cannot live in the city proper. It's too expensive, everybody. Of course, people who have real jobs and where they make nice money are struggling to live in the city. And then if you live in L.A. and increasingly in Chicago, you catch the devil trying to get on these expressways. These commutes are just awful. Think about that. That's gas. That's money. It just goes out the window. But I was struck, as we are in this Oscar season, by one of the world's leading movie actresses, Tilda Swinton, who said, look, I was told to wear a mask on this set of this new movie I'm making in Ireland, and I'm not going to do it. Thank you very much. Doctors need a night in a couple of minutes. You have been talking to us about masks and really about how we should use these various products that can protect us, because we're still going to use them properly. Dr. Knighton, she said, I'm over it. I'm not using the masks. They don't work.
Yeah, but they don't work. Again, if you don't use them properly, you know, if don't go out there and not use them properly. And I think that's like the big thing that we don't talk about. So I keep going back to the fundamentals of hand washing, and this is something that we often talk about, or just cleaning your hands. You're supposed to clean your hands before you put a mask on, and when you put the mask on, you're supposed to put it on from ear to ear. When you're putting it on from ear to ear, it's supposed to cover from the bridge of your nose down to the bottom of your chin. And then when you are next to a mask, you're supposed to clean your hands when you're removing it, and you're not supposed to remove it from the front, you're supposed to remove it from ear to ear. Since, you know, there has been a lack of effort in the media in regards to widespread education that talks about correct masking and what is the risk that masks impose if they are not being handled properly. That is where the message to me has been missing, is because we don't talk about proper handling of masks. And I know before, like I mentioned, the bin dropping masks beneath their chin and their chin girdle. And they pick up all those dirt off their neck and put them right back up to their mouth and their nose, of course you're going to be sick. So when people say they don't work, I always challenge that they are not wearing it correctly.
Ear to ear, everybody, really. You've got to post something today on, hey, Dr. Nina. Hey, Dr. Nina, that is her handle. She shows you how to wash your hands, wear your mask. These are the things that you need to do. I mean, I don't wear masks everywhere, but in some places I do, because I'm walking around, I'm like, ew, I want. Even, but there are places when you do say, ew, I want to be careful. You need to be careful. You really do, but you need to wear the mask properly. Don't wear it up under your nose. And then just lift it up. And that is, it's not, you're not protecting anything. You're just wearing a mask. That's it. You know, I have my decorative mask. You know how I am, Dr. Knight. I have big masks and all of that. But under that, I'm wearing an N95 mask. I am. I'm disposing of them all the time. Yes, it does cost me money to buy these masks all the time, but that's what I want. And I wear the N95 because it's up around my mouth, because I don't want to look like Bill J. Messing up my lipstick. I just keep it 100. Plus, they're effective. Yes. Yes. Please. Yes, I said it. I'm repeating it. I didn't have my N95 at Pastor Thurston's church on Sunday. I was so mad when I messed up my lipstick. Don't look at this lipstick. Look at it. I didn't realize. But, yes. But, you know, you really want it all. That's no joke for me. Seriously, I'm very serious about that. But you want to wear these things properly. You do. You do. And that's why I'm here. To help us to understand what we're doing. Hey, Dr. Nina, H-E-Y-D-R-N-I-N-A, and so I am so glad we are here, Dr. Shanina. We do not take for granted that you are with us in the world and between your husband and children, and this is a major organization of money. I mean, I hear you trying to get the whole family together, and I just love you. You know what? We are in the midst of this election season in Chicago, and at the center of the election conversation is crime, law and order. We're not talking about peace. That would be a more advanced, elevated conversation. I'm not sure what we're talking about. talk about that as a guy. We need to talk about that. You are twice as likely to get a murder solved in the white community than you are in the black community. What's up with that? Well, everybody's looking at us and saying, well, crime, crime, crime. Don't just people solve our murders. So we've got to talk about this, and we're so honored to have Artenise Meyer, who's the lead organizer for Young Free Illinois, joining, of course, Pastor Stephen Thurston, and I'm so grateful that you brought her and this organization into our presence, because we really need to know, just really have a serious conversation, about law and order, Pastor Thurston. Because there is no order here, and no laws are being observed. And I'm saying the police aren't solving the crimes. I don't know what it is. Maybe people are not speaking to them. But, I mean, are they? What's going on here?
It's making those deaths. All our communities, black and brown communities, are at this intersection of being under police and underprotected. $1.9 million. $1 billion. That's what we need. $1 billion. Black money is the cause
years. I mean, and brothers and sisters and cousins and friends, you want to know if something happens to your loved one, what happened? And I need to know that you are going, if you're going to be adding all these plays, Ms. Myrick, are you going to add them to do what? I mean, just, is there a process for investigating a homicide? I mean, what is going on here? What is happening here?
I think that's exactly what people want to know. When we hear that the homicide crime rate in Chicago across the board is below 50%, but it's as low as 6% in some neighborhoods, the community will know what's going on, like you said, right? But also, if the police can do murder from 2001 to inflate the 2021 clearance rate, that is not transparent. Comedians cannot know what's going on if the members that are being reported are inflated, and that they don't, if they're not also being brought to the table to help understand what this process is.
The Badgers men's basketball team continues postseason play.
You can hear the action when Wisconsin takes on Oregon in the quarterfinals of the National Invitational Tournament Tuesday night at 8.
Listen on these local Civic Media Network radio stations.
WFHR 1320 AM, 97.5 FM in Wisconsin Rapids is our flagship station. Dial up WRCE 1450 AM or 107.7 FM in Richland Center,
or WLAK 1260 AM in Amory.
Find the Badgers on these local Civic Media radio stations and everywhere on the Civic Media app.
From the kennel to the coop, whatever the season, Fleet Farm has everything to keep your animals happy and healthy. From training your pup to sit season, to mastering those retrieval skills season. From clipping your horse for competition season, to keeping the backyard birds well-fed season. And of course, loving your pets like family season. There's a reason people say, if Fleet Farm doesn't have it, you don't need it. Because we have it all. Fleet Farm. Built for real life.
Finish your high school diploma for you and your family. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
What is dedication?
People ask, how your children learn how to ride a bike and you didn't. I just created an environment where they taught themselves and all I had to do was be there.
That's dedication. Visit fatherhood.gov to hear more. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies today with highs around 51. Winds out of the southeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. Overcast tonight, chance for scattered rain showers. Lows dip down to about 38. Chance for scattered showers again tomorrow, high of 52. Cloudy skies, low 40s Thursday and Friday with a chance for scattered rain showers Thursday. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Eric Height. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
Bringing some sanity to the airwaves. The Shaw 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM.
Way back for today's music break to find out what was the number one song on this particular day in history, February 28th, 1942. So we're still in the early weeks of America's involvement in the Second World War, and the number one song was Moonlight Cocktail by Glenn Miller. Hit number one and would stay that way for 10 weeks. And as I'm listening to this, I caught the lyrics and I looked them up and I thought, that's a very nicely written little ditty there. The Moonlight Cocktail lyrics include a couple of jiggers of moonlight and add a star, pour in the blue of a June night and one guitar, mix in a couple of dreamers and there you are, lovers hail the moonlight cocktail. So you're not going to get that from Eminem necessarily, although I'd love to. I'm serious, Aaron. I would love if there were more of today's artists, rap and otherwise, that went back and grabbed some lyrics and put them into something more appropriate for what people like to listen to today, because there was great writing back then. It's just that you're not going to hear the Glenn Miller Orchestra necessarily. I'd rather hear how it would sound today, and there's some great writing out there.
Although the Marshall Mathers Orchestra would also be pretty interesting if he just literally did a cover of this, but
I would like to hear that. I seriously would. Also on this day, it was February 28th, 1983, the final episode of MASH, Goodbye, Farewell, and Amen, aired on CBS. We talked about this a couple of weeks back when talking about Super Bowl ratings, and the most highly rated TV programs, the top 10 are all Super Bowls, except for this final episode of MASH, which had 121.5 million viewers. All right, speaking of music closer to today's era, here was the number one song from 2004.
Peace up, A-Town down. Yeah!
So that's Usher, of course, Ludacris, Lil Jon hit number one on this day, and this one stayed number one for 12 weeks. It was the biggest hit of 2004. Frankly, it'd still be one of the biggest hits today if it got released. It's that good. This day in 1967, Pink Floyd got their first record deal with EMI Records. On this day in 1984, Michael Jackson won 8 Grammys, including Album of the Year for Thriller. And one birthday from the country music world, Jason Aldean is 46 years old today. All right, we just talked about the biggest hit of 2004. On this day, the number one hit of 1970 would become the biggest hit of that year. Friends just can't be found like a prince. Which really tells you something about the difference between 1970 versus 2004. But that was Simon and Garfunkel topping the chart, and it would be number one for 6 weeks, and again, be the biggest song of 1970. On this day in 1995, Jewel made her debut with an album, Pieces of You, that was released. In 1983, U2 released their third album, War, which was their first to sell over 1 million copies in the U.S., including the song. On this day in 2006, Ne-Yo's first album, In My Own Words, debuted at number one on the album charts. On this day in 2009, Flo Rida's Right Round began a 6-week run at number one, featuring the then unknown.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.